Working 20 years as a welder, Eric Adams saw a lot of issues with new guys on the job not knowing how to do it right. He began teaching newbies on how to properly weld and fit on the job and doing it safely. And that got him thinking.
Kind of hit me one day that maybe I can put together a curriculum and build a school. It took several years, of course, 6-7 years to put it all together, and now we're here.
3 years ago, Adams opened Grand River Welding Institute, a post-secondary welding school from scratch in Brookfield. He describes the old grocery store building he rehabbed.
No, you could see from the front windows all the way through the back of it. Now it's completely redone. Got all new up-to-date welding machines. We've added on a new admin building. Repaved concrete. The parking lot out here is all new. We've really fixed up this end of the block.
Some were skeptical a trade school would be successful in rural Missouri.
The biggest challenge was people telling me that it wasn't going to work out in our area in North Missouri. There's nothing here. But what they didn't realize, the place there really was to go was another school down in South Missouri. You know, here we are 3 years later, running full speed, doing good things for everybody.
He and the school are proud sponsors of youth sports teams, civic organizations, and the Linn County Fair and festivals. The school and its students are helping out the local economy.
And then, of course, bringing all these students in from out of town and other states, it really brings a lot more business to the town, too. As kids and parents and instructors come up here, they spend money here in town. It's a big, huge circle, and it works. Everybody tends to be pretty happy with it.
Classes are small with one instructor for every 12 students. Grand River can accommodate up to 72 students, which is typically the case during the summer after high school seniors graduate. The school also gives discounts to military veterans.
We do a veterans discount too, which is another $1,000 off. We also accept the VA funds from Montgomery GI Bill, Rails. So we do have several military guys coming here too.
It also offers additional courses in sanitary welding, essential for breweries and food suppliers like ConAgra.
We're the only school in the country right now that actually has a sanitary welding program.
With that niche, Adam says he gets lots of calls across the country needing those skills.
Our job placement is pretty good right now. I can't guarantee anybody a job, but as far as if they really want it, it's there. They want to go to work and travel the country and see new things and build things. It's endless.
The old adage, skills pay the bills, is true, and demand for skilled welders is high.
We have what we call the grad page they can go to, and I'm constantly posting anywhere from 8 to 20 jobs a day. You know, all over the country, they're hiring welders at $20 an hour or more.
That includes women, too.
8 or 9 women through the program already, and they're all doing really good. The women tend to listen a lot better. They actually get an opportunity to go out and hit these jobs as well. They make just as much money as the man does.
Tomorrow, Grand River Welding Institute will sponsor a welding skills competition with 96 high school juniors and seniors from 30-plus schools. Michelle Villalovas, a woman welder with a national following through her Industrious Company and Weld Like a Girl brand, will be a judge. All competitors will receive a $2,000 scholarship just for participating in the event. Top winners get a lot more.
First place prize is the full tuition and a Miller DST-280 welding machine and a trophy. Second place is a $12,000 scholarship and a welding machine. Third place prize is a welding hood and a $6,000 scholarship.
Tuition is around $19,000 for the 23-week program for students who receive discounts, like being an honor roll student. For KMZU News, I'm Joellen Black.